Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios here in the Atlanta area. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside my BFF, but I'm going to say today, my favorite amigo, nice. Stephen Julian.
Bilingual, Mike. Very well done,
yes,
sir.
Yes, because we have Tin Lizzies in the house today, so I want to, you know, get a little culture
the
going
cantina.
Here.
The cantina. I like it.
Exactly.
I like it.
How are you, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm doing great. Are you doing well?
I'm doing well. Did you hear the new introduction for the show?
That was awesome.
Faratech has become our underwriter of Gwinnett Business Radio. We appreciate their support. Maria and the great folks at Faratech are helping us get the word out about great businesses in Atlanta. And so we appreciate them joining us and supporting us.
And to kick off the new year and to kick off the new intro to the show, I am going to start the show by giving our first read for Faratech. How would you like that?
That sounds like a winner.
Well, did you know that Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service? Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more info, visit faratech.com. That's Faratech.com.
Well done, my sir. Well done.
Well done, my sir.
My sir.
Thank you. Thank you, my amigo.
And that's why you were reading the Faratech read and not me.
Well, that's
because I would have stumbled all over it.
Now, you're more than merely the host. You are the captain of the ship. Take us where you want to go, Mike.
Let's get started. Let's introduce you to our guest today. Joining us from Tin Lizzie's Cantina, it's Christina Culbreth. Also on the show today from the Gwinnett Children's Shelter, Maureen Cornova. I am trying to avoid my reading glasses at all costs. I'm going to have to just give in and put the reading glasses on because I can't even see the thing. All right, Maureen, thank you. And also Jim Lloyd from Sip and Swine Barbecue Festival. They've got a big event coming up for the Children's Shelter, so we're going to talk to them in just a few minutes. But we're going to start with Christina with Tin Lizzie's Cantina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I can't see a thing. You look okay. I can barely see you down there in the distance.
I'm sitting next to her. She looks fabulous.
Okay, great.
Take my word for it.
Tin Lizzie's Cantina. Tell us all about the cantina, the restaurant.
So Tin Lizzie's Cantina, we opened up in 2005 down in Buckhead, and we are a Flex-Mex cuisine. So basically what Flex-Mex is they're a Tex-Mex, but we're also influenced by multiple cuisines through different cultures. So while we serve tacos and nachos, we serve eclectic tacos from, you know, like Korean tacos to barbecue tacos to, you know, burger tacos. So very interesting.
Yeah, careful on the big words there. You're going to, you know, make my head explode here.
Which big word was that, Mike? Flex or?
The. You mentioned Flex-Mex. What is Flex-Mex?
So as I mentioned, Flex-Mex is really, like I said, it's Tex-Mex, but it's different culinary influences from all different cultures. So,
And you had mentioned the tacos, but is that flexibility going to other typically Mexican dishes, or does it even go to non-Mexican dishes in the menu?
So it's typically Mexican dishes. You're going to start with a taco, which is totally Mexican, but like our Korean pork taco is, we've got the seasoned pork on there with the Asian slaw and the chili roja sauce. So you're pulling in all different kinds of interesting culinary aspects in there.
Now, beyond the tacos, I'm assuming there are some other standard Mexican dishes, the fajitas, and, you know, talk a little bit more about some of the other dishes.
We actually don't serve fajitas.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. Yeah, so we've got nachos, you know, and we also have skillets, and skillets are really awesome. You can think of it as a rice bowl. It's served in a cast iron skillet. It's a bed of rice, and depending on the type of skillet you can get, you can either build your own or you can use one of our creative ones that we've already put together.
Now, as I say, Christina is probably going to be one of your favorite guests because we're starting the show off right. You're starting the year off right because she brought some treats.
I'm amazed that I have not even started to eat them yet. So I'm showing my New Year's resolution of being patient and waiting for that. Christina, I was going to ask you, You said you started in Buckhead. We are Gwinnett Business Radio. Talk about the different locations here in Gwinnett.
So we've got two locations in Gwinnett. We've got one at the Mall of Georgia, and then we also have one right down the road on Sugarloaf. And we opened Sugarloaf up last year. So we're still in our honeymoon phase. We're actually approaching our one-year anniversary in the coming weeks here. And we've got about five locations inside the perimeter. We also have five locations outside of the perimeter. We opened up our first location out of state last year in Columbia, South Carolina. And we are slated to open up our second out-of-state location in Greenville in March. So right before Cinco de Mayo 2016.
So just do a little bit more focus on the two locations. The one at the Mall of Georgia is literally right outside the Mall of Georgia,
yes,
correct?
Yes, you're parking like you're going to the Mall of Georgia, yes.
Awesome. And the one on Sugarloaf, I wanted to focus just a little bit because I think it's a little bit of a hidden gem. You guys are located right next to the Gwinnett Arena, but it's
the
backed
Infinite
by...
Infinite Energy Arena.
Oh, sorry, uh-huh. Sorry. Now there's my first correction of the year. So, and you guys are right next to a hotel and not necessarily right on the street, but real close. So,
yes.
So give a little more detail about
so
that.
So we're right next to the Holiday Inn. And like you said, it is a hidden gem. We're off the road, but basically, you know, part of my job in Gwinnett is raising awareness and promoting Tin Lizzie's, especially because we don't have that visibility from the road. So we are located off of Sugarloaf. If you see the Holiday Inn, pull in, stop by, say hi. Friendly staff, we're always going to welcome you in.
We're talking with Christina Culbreth with Tin Lizzie's Cantina. She's the field marketing manager. Talk about the atmosphere when people walk through the doors.
It's amazing. You're going to walk in. It's always bright. It's fun. We've got, you know, awesome music pumping through. You're going to be welcomed by our staff. You're going to be amazed by our staff because they're so friendly. You're going to enjoy the food. You're going to enjoy the beverages, and you're really not going to want to leave. Most of the time, we've got about 4 days out of the week, we've got live music. And they're local live music. So they're local talent. They're coming in from the surrounding cities. And you might know them, you might not. You might fall in love with them and become a fan for life. So you definitely won't want to leave once you're there.
I met Christina the other night at a networking event, and I already told her, we've got to do a Business Radio X remote at your location.
Done. I'm in.
We got to be there. Surrounded by this food, the smell of the food.
And
you'll never leave.
And margaritas.
Wow. Keep going. And beyond the live music, you guys also, I don't want to call it a sports bar, but plenty of screens and plenty of things to enjoy your time there.
Yes. Tons of screens all over the place. You know, we've always got sports on the televisions. If you want to listen to the sports, we're happy to do it for you, especially if we don't have live music. It's your playground.
Is it also, and I know especially, well, I'm thinking now both locations in Gwinnett, both at the mall and on Sugarloaf, huge around lots of business community. So I'm assuming also lunch. Talk a little bit. Is there anything we need to, any secrets or gems we need to know about lunch at Tin Lizzie's?
So lunch is awesome because we are surrounded by all those business parks, but definitely I want to highlight our happy hours. I promote happy hours in Gwinnett County and always want to say, bring in your business card to Tin Lizzie's because we've got fish bowls up at the front and I do a drawing every Monday for a $100 happy hour tab.
Wow.
Yes, it's amazing.
Done. So. I'm in.
This is a great interview.
Put your eyes back in your head, Stephen.
So after you have that amazing lunch, you go back to your cubicle, you do a little bit more work, and then you're just excited to come back to Tin Lizzie's once the workday is finished.
And the happy hour starts when and ends when?
So it's around 3 to 6.
Okay.
Of course, when you're having a good time, you can always go later than 6. But
flexible happy hour along with the FlexMex menu.
Absolutely. I know you guys are involved in the community as well. Tell us about some of the things you do with the community.
Yes. So it's a huge priority of us to give back to the community. We love working with our sponsors and promoting them and just raising awareness for them in the community.
Now, when you say sponsors,
sponsorships with them.
Okay.
Yes. So we love working with Burt's Big Adventure, The Giving Kitchen. We also love working with American Cancer Society. And who else are we working with? Oh, Habitat for Humanity. We absolutely love working with Habitat. It's so much fun.
I have a feeling you might be doing some stuff with the Gwinnett Children's Shelter when we're done with this show.
Definitely.
They're coming up next. Talk about something called Friends Serving Friends.
So Friends Serving Friends is our mission, and it really encompasses everything we do as a company. From start to finish, Friends Serving Friends is the way that we serve. We're friendly. We want to make sure that our service staff is always welcoming and inviting to the guests that come in. That way, when the guest is being served, they feel like they're being served by their friends. And that's friends serving friends.
Also, I understand you cater, which is great for the businesses that are listening.
Yes. So we do cater. We can do as little as 8, as big as 400. So we've got an awesome build your own taco bar, and it's great because it's kind of a, you can get as creative as you want with the ingredients that are provided on there. So you're going to find we put tortillas and your proteins, lettuce, tomato, cheese, pico. You get your salsa and chips with it. So you're getting a awesome Flex-Mex lunch catered by Tin Lizzie's.
And I would imagine with the 2 locations in Gwinnett, 5 locations inside the perimeter, 3 other locations outside, almost anywhere in the metro area, you guys can handle catering.
Most definitely.
The way she's talking with the food now, just can you get the bag of chips is behind you?
Yeah,
can you go ahead and put them on the table?
That wouldn't sound professional with the paper bag being opened.
One of the questions I have here, Christina, and you may have kind of answered this already, describe the true Tin Lizzie's experience.
So the true Tin Lizzie's experience, when you come to Tin Lizzie's, you definitely want to grab your friends and ask for a table out on our patio because that's where all the fun happens.
Oh, we're getting some secrets now. Okay.
Yes, definitely. So we call it the Star Patio, and it's just tons of fun out there. Definitely recommend ordering a pitcher margaritas for the table. My favorite is the Thai basil, and it's very interesting. So the Thai basil margarita is actually muddled basil and lemon, and then we put some agave nectar in there, some 1800 coconut tequila, and we top it off with 100% fresh lime juice. So it's a delicious margarita. It's refreshing. It's great for everybody at the table. And then as I brought the Three Amigos, I would definitely recommend a Three Amigos for an appetizer. It's our famous chips with our famous chip salt on it, and then you get your guacamole, which is fresh made in-house, salsa, which is also fresh made in-house, and then our famous queso as well.
And we do appreciate that, but you didn't bring any of the margaritas.
Nope.
You do realize how much more fun the show would be had you brought the margaritas.
Well, you got to come in and check us out.
Okay.
Mike, I was going to say, we have to end this interview quickly before everybody in this room gets up and runs to Tin Lizzie's for an early lunch.
All right, fine. Let's do that right now. Christina, we appreciate you coming in and joining us today. Tell us how people can find out more. Again, give the locations, and then I'm sure the website if they want to look at the menu and things like that.
So definitely check us out at tinlizzie'scantina.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 2 locations in Gwinnett. We've got the Mall of Georgia off of Buford Drive, and then we also have our Sugarloaf location off of Sugarloaf Parkway. Please come check us out. We'd love to say hi and welcome you in.
Christina, great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Christina Culbreth with Tin Lizzie's Cantina here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Steven?
Mike, before you go to the next guest, just want to give a quick shout out to one of our studio partners. We are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and we know that love is what makes a Subaru. Love is also what makes our little show work, right, Mike?
I'd love it when you pass the chips, too, by the way.
Well, we got to get that to the end of the show.
I can't help it. Dying over here.
So let me read this, and we can get to the next guest and get toward the end of the show. Love is what makes a Subaru, and you can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference, and maybe some of our listeners are already Subaruists, then they can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Well done.
Oh, new year, new sound effects.
Yeah, we're going to throw a little sound effects in every once in a while. I got a couple doozies that I'm just waiting to pull out for you one of these days.
I'm a little scared now.
All right, our next guest here on the program from the Gwinnett Children's Shelter, Maureen Cornoa.
Cornoa, yes.
I got it right that time.
Yeah!
I've known Maureen like for over a year now, but that doesn't mean I ever know names. I just am not good with that. She's just Maureen to me. And Jim Lloyd is with us as well.
Kept your streak alive of messing up the name.
Good job. I like to mess up everybody's. Jim Lloyd is with the Sippin' right here representing the Sippin' Swine Barbecue Festival, although we found out before the show he's involved in a lot of things, but we're going to talk about the Sippin' Swine Barbecue Festival. Before we do that, Maureen, give us a broad overview of the Gwinnett Children's Shelter.
Well, good morning, Mike.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For having me back.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the invite. Gwinnett Children's Shelter is now, in the last year and a half, offering a 3 to 12 month transitional living program for homeless children and their young moms. Our goal is to keep the family unit together, determine the cause of the homelessness, And everything we do is based on the physical, emotional, and educational needs of our children. We set mom on the path to wellness so at completion of our program, she can sustain herself. And then we stay alongside. Our program is really designed to end the cycle of homelessness for two generations at one time.
Tell us a little bit the history. How long has the shelter been around?
The shelter has been in Gwinnett for more than 27 years. I came on board almost 2 years ago, and my goal was to repurpose the property. The board of directors had the foresight to take it. It was time to go in another direction, and we weren't exactly sure what. So we really became a forward-thinking program going in this new direction, severing ties with the state to help a greater number of children in a greater way.
Talk a little bit about exactly where the Gwinnett Children's Shelter is located, and then also maybe the reach of the shelter beyond the premises.
Gwinnett Children's Shelter is located off Hamilton Mill Road in Buford. We have a beautiful 45-acre campus behind the gates. We can house as many at capacity, as many as 80 individuals once we finish our renovation, which is another discussion. We help kids in Gwinnett primarily, but we will take a child from anywhere in Georgia. We really believe that God puts the right person in your path for our program, and that's really what drives who gets into Gwinnett Children's Shelter and our new Home of Hope Transitional Living Program.
Are there also connections you guys can make with people who might not be in the area close to the shelter where you know other shelters that can assist in? Is the reach beyond just on the premises, I guess, is
the sure.
Question.
Yeah. So we pride ourselves on having great partnerships with other organizations, from area churches to United Way. When we started this program, we got in front of anyone and everyone who we might be a great resource for. People who really have their fingers on the pulse of what's happening out there in the streets. Unfortunately, homelessness is alive and well out here in the suburbs. And those people who see people at their darkest hour were really happy to know that they had a resource of our new program at Gwinnett Children's Shelter, Home of Hope. And so we look for those referrals too. And for us, it's important because it substantiates the homelessness. When we get someone who's completed 30, 60, 90 days of another program, we really see that young mom who's got that spark of desire to change her outcome.
Maureen, the reason we brought you back is because you have an upcoming event. You've brought Jim Lloyd with you. Mm-hmm. Talk about why Jim is here and what's going on, what's coming up with you guys.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. First, let me say our Sip and Swine Barbecue Festival is coming up on the weekend of March 4th and 5th at Gwinnett Braves Stadium here in Buford. But let me back up a little bit. Jim Lloyd and his wife, Cindy, I've known for a few years. Cindy used to volunteer at another organization that I ran. And their hobby turned into this, I'll let Jim tell, their Sip and Swine and Shine Barbecue is their barbecue professional team. And so we actually had a conversation one night at a local restaurant, and I said, hey, how do we put one of these things on benefiting the children's shelter? And I do believe that was last June. And so a few months later, with many conversations, Jim Lloyd has graciously chaired the committee and brought some great names on board to see this great big event take place this coming March 4th and 5th.
All right, Jim, tell us about the Sip and Swine Barbecue Festival, the mission, and what we can expect.
Love to. And thank you for having me, Mike. Maureen, I guess what got me behind all this lady is so passionate about the Gwinnett Children's Shelter. And I came on board as a board member, and just it's infectious what she does. And I just wanted to do something. So as she mentioned, Cindy and I have a professional barbecue team called Swine and Shine. And we've been in probably 15 states over the last several years. We did 32 competitions last year, and that's a lot. But I want to figure out how could we give back to the shelter. And as she said, Maureen and I met and discussed this back in June. And so it's coming up March 4th and 5th. It's a KCBS-sanctioned event. We will have, we're almost there, 50 teams. I think we have about 10 spots left. We may end up expanding it a little bit. We'll probably have about 30 vendors. It's at, as she mentioned, it's at Cool Ray Field and next to the Mall of Georgia. It's as Sip and Swine, we'll have some craft beer, different things, different vendors, different local vendors from the area. We'll have some food trucks there. it'll just be a nice family experience to come out. And there's also, and this, it starts at 4 o'clock on Friday, and we have one of the really cool local bands called Fly Betty, which will be coming on somewhere around 7 or 8 o'clock. And the admission's free. Just come in, enjoy the music, smell the barbecue starting to smoke, and the actual competition starts on Saturday.
This show is killing me, Stephen. I mean, I'm just like,
what have you done, Mike? What have you done?
All right, go ahead. I'm
great
sorry,
way Jim, to start the year. Keep going.
But go ahead, Maureen.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody that what's really cool about this event is everybody's a volunteer pulling this together, and the volunteers will help run the event, and 100% of the proceeds is being donated to Gwinnett Children's Shelter. 100% of the proceeds come out and enjoy with your family and yep. know that your great day of fun is going to a great cause.
Yep. If you go to Sipping Swine, SIPANDSWINE.com, you will see, and of course you can hit it on Facebook as well, but there's also a sponsorship package that's there, and we do have some sponsorships available, still available. And it'll also tell you, depending on the level of sponsorship, you can come in and actually be one of the, on Friday night, we have what we call anything but, which is anything but the four meats that are cooked, and then also dessert. So you can be a judge on some of that. We have to have KCBS judges for the Saturday contest, but we basically cook four meats, chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket in the professional category. But let me say one other thing. We have a pro division. We also have something called a backyard division. So all you guys and gals that are out there in the local area that you cook for all your friends and you think it's really, really good, go ahead and sign up in our backyard division. We have probably about 6 spots left. And you come out. You don't have to cook brisket. You just cook chicken and ribs and pork. And it's on Saturday, and the turn-in times are 12:30, 1 and 1:30, and the awards are at 5 o'clock.
And all this information's on that website.
It's all on
mentioned.
The website.
Okay,
and you'll have a great time.
I really wish I ate breakfast before I came in today. But okay, and Maureen,
what's the prize for a backyard? What do you get if you win backyard division?
You do. You actually win money and a nice trophy. So nice. It will. The pro division's a little bit more. But we have pro teams coming in from South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Virginia, Pennsylvania.
And these people take it seriously, too. Well,
I was going to ask, talk a little bit about the KCBS. You're a professional barbecue mm-hmm. team. Talk a little bit about the sanctioning body behind it.
Okay. It's KCBS.us. It's the largest sanctioning body for professional barbecue competitions. It's a worldwide organization.
It's like a dream job for you, yes. Stephen.
It's 4,000 to 5,000.
Drooling over here.
4,000 to 5,000 teams worldwide. Actually, we're actually going to be going to Mexico in April to compete. Most of what we do is stay around here. It's a great organization. It's out of Kansas City, Missouri. A lot of charities they're involved in. And it's just a very good family organization. Matter of fact, we signed up last night. Sam's Club sponsors a big events all over the country. So that's another one.
So I'm gonna try and display what a great job these two have done in describing what's about to happen. Friday, March the 4th starts at 4 o'clock, goes till it kind of ends. Saturday starts around noon and kind of goes till it about ends.
Sounds like the happy hour, Tin Lizzie's.
Multiplied exponentially. I'm sensing Cool Ray Field, probably some in the parking lot, a lot inside the stadium, every type of food you could imagine related around barbecue, every type of meat you can imagine, some other stuff that maybe not even related to barbecue, good drinks, good food, good music. You know, when you hear about charitable events, sometimes you go, I wonder what's going to happen there. I'm sitting here thinking, I wonder what's not going to happen there, because there is literally something for everybody. I assume that's what you guys were trying to do and have achieved it.
We hope so.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You mentioned the volunteers, Maureen. Are you still looking for more volunteers if anybody wants to help out?
Yes. So in February, we'll hold our first volunteer meeting. You can contact us at the shelter, and we'll take your name, phone number, email address, and we will have volunteers helping at the event. There's so many ways that you can come help man a booth and things like that. So.
And let's also make sure and be very clear. This is all going to benefit the Gwinnett Children's Shelter. Mm-hmm. And the ways to benefit that, the admission is free, which right. I think is great. Right. But once you get there, make sure you eat and drink something, because that's one way to benefit. sponsorships, be one of the teams? What are some of the other ways mm-hmm. people can help?
Well, sponsorships are really important. Let me mention that
for
a minute,
for
because we just really started pushing the sale of the sponsorships right after the holiday. Really proud to say that Nationwide Insurance has come on board with us as our champion sponsor. Brand Properties, SEI Group, and our second level sponsorship. We have one or two more spots open. If you are an area business, this is a fabulous way to get your name out while supporting Gwinnett Children's Shelter. But get to us quickly. There's only two more spots left at that second level tier. You do want to see your name on everything associated with this event.
Our producers, Trey and Z, are like, can we be part of this? Can we be doing a remote out there so we can have the barbecue around us? I'm sure you'd be there as well.
And maybe some sponsors would want to be interviewed on Gwinnett Business Radio and get the interview to benefit their business as well. So I like it. I have to work something off the air.
Go ahead and give us the website again, Jim, for the event. And then, Maureen, if you could follow up, Jim, with the website and all the information for the children's shelter.
Sippandswine, SIPANDSWINE.com, and you can hit it on Facebook as well, and or in my emails on there and everything. So please contact us.
Mm-hmm. And Gwinnett Children's Shelter, you can visit us on the web at GwinnettChildrenShelter.org. That's all spelled out, lowercase, no S on children. GwinnettChildrenShelter.org. And you can reach me on Twitter at Maureen Cornoa.
And I'm going to ask one other question. You know, Christina, when she was talking about 10 Lizzies, they talked about getting involved in the community. And all of this particular event for the Gwinnett Children's Shelter started when Jim became a member of the board and started thinking, how can I help? Jim, you do have a professional barbecue team, but you started on the board out of your profession, out of your business. So give a quick shout out to your business and what you do during the day.
Well, thank you. I'm actually in the insurance business. It's insurancehub.com. Been in Gwinnett for 30 plus years. We do all different types of insurance, and we're in several different states, but we're very blessed to call Gwinnett home.
See, we're in a studio here with good people that are giving back to the community. I've got to do this. I've got to do this right here. Or, you know, I could do this.
That's better. That's
you like
better.
That better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
I
right.
like that one.
I want to thank Jim and Maureen for joining us. Thank you so much for sharing everything about the shelter. And, of course, we're looking forward to supporting any way we can the event coming up in March. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Steven, you got some unfinished business here?
Yeah, Mike, before we close the show, just want to give one other shout out to Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta. They help businesses stand out by providing high quality large graphics, much like the one behind you that they did for our studio. If you can imagine it, they can make it, whether it's a vehicle wrap, trade show displays, banners, event graphics, wall graphics, or more. Speed Pro Imaging Marietta is the place for you. Visit speedpromarietta.com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the best you could do?
I hit the wrong one.
Yeah, you got to do better than that.
I'm sorry about that. I'll try to get it right next time.
Not the first time I've made people cry.
Want to thank again all our guests, Jim and Maureen, and of course, Christina from Tin Lizzie's Cantina. It's our first show, and I don't even have the page that has all the stuff I'm supposed to read at the end of the show.
Wow, off to a great start.
So you can do a little song and dance while Trey
you know,
over here
while you're looking, I'm going to say, thankfully, we had such fantastic guests to kick off the year that nobody really cares that you misplaced the end reading. And besides, our great followers and listeners should know by now, where are they supposed to go, Mike?
But I want to get it right because Faratech is our underwriter, and they're our partner now. So
hopefully they will be next week.
Maybe not after this.
Did you hear that great reading I did? Just focus on that. Don't
you
focus
did.
On this.
A quick reminder, you can enjoy this program from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download this show or any of our shows from iTunes. You can watch us on our new YouTube channel. We're there as well. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. We're all over the place. It's unbelievable. Steven, any final words?
Yeah, I want to give a quick testimonial. Over my holiday break, my middle son, who's 12 years old, we were talking about this show and talking about what I did. And I go, by the way, I'm on YouTube. His eyes got so big. And he was like, you're on YouTube? I said, yeah, I'm a Z-level star on YouTube. So he pulled up some of the shows and watched it. And he thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So shout out to my middle son, Zach. Thanks for thinking that your dad is slightly famous.
You're not Z level, at least a Y. All right.
Well, Z level is for our producer, because or our intern and the guy who also produces. That's the top level, brother.
There you go. Well, for Z and for Trey, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here, I think, on Gwinnett Business Radio.